Hello and welcome to Boring Conversations. I'm your host, Valerie King, multimedia editor with The Driller. Today we shine a spotlight on Frank and Karen Meyer. Thanks for joining me, Frank and Karen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. Frank and Karen co-own and operate Clearwater Wells, located in Palmer, Alaska. The company drills water wells for residential and commercial customers all over Alaska's road system, but has recently expanded into remote cabin well drilling. That's after Frank built a remote drill rig mounted on a Ford F-150 on tracks. An experienced driller and mechanic, Frank does the field work while Karen handles the office and marketing side of the business. So my first question for you guys, Clearwater Wells just came to be in 2019. So what inspired you to build this business and how do you guys go about it?
My inspiration came from working with a local well driller, Andy Waterwells. I was a mobile heavy equipment mechanic, and I worked on his rigs, rebuilt motors and air compressors for him, and worked with him for about 5 or 6 years, and I'd drill with him and learn the drilling from him. And then in 2019, we ended up buying our own rig, which from there is where we started.
And this rig, so, you know, Ed has been drilling in Alaska for 30 years with E&D Water Wells, and he really became sort of a mentor to Frank. Frank was a, always a heavy equipment mechanic, things like that. And as Frank started drilling, he realized, well, there's a lot of similarities in the physics and mechanics of drilling water wells and the rigs. I mean, it's all sort of combined. And he, so what happened is as he drilled more with Ed and worked with Ed, Ed actually spotted this rig and bought the rig. And then Frank, we bought it from him in 2019. And that's how we began.
Yep.
Can you guys talk about the growth that you guys have experienced in the company's very short lifespan and what's driving that growth?
Sure, sure. So we only started in May 2019. So we only had a half year that first year, and then 2020 was, you know, COVID year. So we didn't really know what to expect, but we've had this exponential growth, which has been incredible. And I think, you know, we were thinking about this, and I think that the reason is we provide excellent customer service. I mean, it's the priority. I answer the phone and I spend, I can spend 20 to 30 minutes with each customer, researching the area around them so that when they call and they say, okay, we need a well, in Alaska, it's really weird. And you can have a well that's 400 feet, right? You know, and then unpredictably, there'll be a well that's 60 foot. So people really want to know, you know, what to budget for. And although we can't predict, I will provide them as much information as I possibly can. So usually I end up sending them a map of the parcels around them with all the well depths written. Then they can plan, hey, everything around here looks like it's 100, 250 feet. Let's plan on it. So people really appreciate that, I think. And then Frank, before as a mobile equipment mechanic, he got to know all these building contractors all over the valley.
The building contractors doing the equipment repair. I worked for a lot of them before I started drilling, repairing their equipment. So it just naturally, they found out I got into drilling and just went from there.
Yeah. And then we actually have been drilling. We expanded into the interior of Alaska last year, a big rural area. We saw a big need there for drilling, and people needed the wells and they weren't able to get them. So we started planning this new way of being up there 1 week a month during the season and targeting using Facebook advertising. We would target a community and say, hey, we're going to be there in 2 weeks. Or 3 weeks, do you want to get on our list? No mobilization fee, as long as we get a bunch of people. And that worked. I mean, it really worked. So we did that. That was incredible. We're still doing that. And then expanding into cabin and remote well drilling. Again, Frank saw, if this was Frank here, he saw a need. He goes, you know, he's a remote off-road guy. And he was out there talking to folks. He's always out there, you know, near cabins, and people like, I need a well. I've been waiting for 5 years, but the access is so bad. So he started using his brain, building this rig in his head. And then now we can get out there, and we got people wells that have been waiting for 3 to 5 years to have a well. So being able to sort of see those needs and then get there and actually do it for people. And it's just really rewarding.
And to do it in a timely fashion.
Right.
And it just, yeah, it went great.
That's such an interesting perspective from your strategy, utilizing Facebook to target where you're going to mm-hmm. be to, of course, this whole remote angle. And I'm excited to soon get into that rig that you created in a few minutes after this next question. So what are you guys working with in terms of team size and equipment fleet? Just so we can paint a picture of like what the business looks like in terms of employees and the tools that you use. Is it just the two of you or is there more to the business?
So currently right now we have three roustabouts. Two of them are being trained to be drillers. And then it's me and Karen are the owners and we run the business side of it.
I do want to say our roustabouts are amazing. Like we have, you know, we employ family and, you know, it's just been a great team. And then the fact that, you know, two of the three roustabouts are training and wanting to be drillers, they're fully committed and kind of want to grow with us. But I'll let Frank talk about the equipment.
Yeah. So for equipment wise, we're running 89 PH 60. And it's been a great rig for us. We got it. It had 4,500 hours on it when we got it. Now it's got close to 8,000 hours. And it's been a great rig. And then the one of the track rigs we have access to is built off of a Maruka track carrier. It's a 10-foot stroke, so a 10-foot casing, and it's capable of 600 feet. And that's one of the ones we use if someone wants a 6-inch casing. And then the third rig we have is that 2009 F-150. It's a HRT 110 little 4-inch drill rig using a downhole casement advancement system. And it works great. It does 5-foot casing at a time. And it did great. Did what I expected it to do.
So now let's talk about drilling water wells in Alaska, from the climate to the terrain to the remote sites you guys work in, and how your knack for creating custom equipment ties in, Frank. So first, your website notes you have multiple off-road rigs, which you've alluded to. Can you paint a picture of the coolest one you repurposed by explaining the key parts it brings together?
So that would be the 2009 F-150 with the HRT 110 mounted on the back. It's a great little rig. It's light, it's nimble, it's under 7,000 pounds. And with that, I used Ruby tracks, and it's snow machine tracks built for trucks. And I can get across lakes and frozen rivers and stuff with it. And it's,
can I jump in?
Yeah,
it's so cool. So it feels like you're floating on the snow. You can get through 4 to 5 feet of deep snow in this rig, and it's light. How much did you say it weighs?
7,000
pounds. So he built it so that he can cross frozen lakes. Even, you know, he has to use an ice auger to test drill before he goes out there. And then he also built support vehicles for it, including a Ford Explorer on tracks, the same Ruby tracks. Towing, you know, he could tow an air compressor on skis, and he was able to do it, get out there with this rig.
Yeah, it went great. We did 5 wells out of Hewitt Lake in Alaska, which was 80 miles from the road system. So it was 80 miles of traveling through a couple of feet of snow and cross rivers and lakes. We did those 5 wells in 6 days.
So would you say that Hewitt Lake project was your most memorable one with the rig we're talking about, or is there another one? And if so, either way, can you give us a little more insight into what that project was like?
Yes, I would say that Hewitt Lake trip was the most memorable project. It was fun. It was exciting. And one employee helping me. And then, of course, the owners of the cabins, they were more than willing to be out there helping shoveling to make ramps to get up to their cabins from the lake, because you got to climb. Some of them, we had to climb a 4 or 5 foot straight up bank, so we had to build a ramp to get up to some of the cabins. And the lake, we had to test drill every 100 feet on the lake to make sure the ice was thick enough.
We had one cabin owner who'd been waiting, I think, 3 years, and he just jumped right in, and he was shoveling and he was making it work and getting us other wells. It was really the coolest thing is these people in remote Alaska, they work as a team. You know, you have these folks on a lake, and they all talk to each other and, oh my gosh, a well driller's coming. And then they work together and we get multiple wells. They make sure it's safe. We had customers carrying freight out there for us if we needed it. I mean, it was really a team effort, and people were so excited after waiting that long. They had 30 feet of snow last year out there. And so, you know, it's hard to get out there unless you have one of these rigs that are lightweight and can get across snow like that. And you could get stuck a few times.
Right? Oh, yeah, we got stuck a few times.
Get stuck a few times, but yeah. They get right out. Yeah. A lot of shoveling and moving around, and but they did it. They got 5 50-60 foot wells in 6 days.
And just to clarify, like, you guys don't just work remotely. You started off working in the city, so to speak, correct?
Yeah, in the city. It's the Matanuska Valley. And we started off here working and doing wells for mainly residential. Because our first year drilling, we didn't have contractors supplying us work steadily. So we were targeting the homeowners that were the do-it-yourselfers. And from there, it just took off.
Yeah, that was really our foundation. Because we knew that, you know, the market was already, you know, every contractor already kind of had their well driller contractor, and, you know, you can't jump in there and take those or anything. So we started by just connecting with homeowners and doing radio ads and Facebook ads, to target, you know, residential, people buying new homes, things like that. And then we mostly are in the Matsu Valley, the Matanuska Valley. And then sort of word spread. And then our business is actually named after a pretty famous river in the interior called the Clearwater River. It's a great grayling fly fishing river. People fly from all over to go there. And I have a cabin there. My great grandparents homesteaded up there. And so Clearwater Wells is not a marketing name, you know, Clearwater. It's named after a river from where my great grandparents homesteaded, you know, like 80 years ago. But it really worked. And that actually was the first location outside of the Matsu Valley that we expanded to, was Delta Junction, where that river is. And that provides a lot of name recognition up there just with that river. So it's just been, you know, it's a very Alaskan, I feel like it's a very Alaskan story and company, and it's exciting.
And Frank, you are from Alaska too, born and raised, right?
Yes, I was born and raised here in Palmer, Alaska. My parents, my mom's from Nome, Alaska, and she was born and raised in Nome. Then my dad is from Connecticut. He was born and raised in Connecticut, and they met through the Coast Guard. And I come from a family of 14, 5 boys, 9 girls.
And his mom is a Inupiat. Alaska Native from Nome. So Frank is half, and It's this family of 14. So many of the kids, his siblings, are business owners and entrepreneurs, and they are all super active in the outdoors, off-road community, and hunting, moose hunting. Every year we go moose hunting with his brothers out in these big off-road rigs. He's about as Alaskan as it gets, I think.
Yeah.
So my last question for you guys is, what sources do you turn to for inspiration and education? We all have our books or our podcasts or something completely different. So curious where you guys go.
So my inspiration and information has always come from my mentor, Ed Bean, which he owns E&D Water Wells. And he's the one that got me started in the drilling. And through this whole process, anytime I've never ever had a question or ever needed help, he was just a phone call away. And if I needed more help than being on the phone, he'd come out and help me and show me what to do. And just, he taught me everything.
He has more information in his head, you know, drilling for 30 years here in Alaska in the valley than any book or, you know, any information we could ever get. So he has been the most valuable resource ever, you know, for our company and really in our lives. I mean, he's been great. And we moose hunt with him every year. And but he is definitely our source of inspiration and education.
Well, thank you guys for sharing that and for your time and insight overall. Before we go, where can our listeners connect with you or learn more about Clearwater Wells?
So we have a website, which you checked out, and I'm going to be adding more pictures of our off-road rigs and some of these, the cabin well drilling, and that's at akclearwaterwells.com. And then also our Facebook page is fun and has more information about all the things we do, and that you can do facebook.com/clearwaterwells or just search for Clearwater Wells on Facebook.
Thank you. Well, that closes our Q&A. For more drilling industry insights, visit our website, thedriller.com. You will also find more episodes of this show there or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Boring Conversations and hit subscribe. Until next time, this has been Boring Conversations. Thank you for listening.